Be welcome to Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to dive deep into the principle called the greedy soul. Stay tuned. If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing Principles. The Greedy Soul. What makes a person one of the elite? The answer, their unique own path. As soon as you go your own way, the treasures of the world will be revealed to you and the others will look at you and wonder how you do it. Have the audacity not to give a damn about the stereotypes. Have the audacity to believe in the limitless possibilities of the soul. Have the audacity to claim the right to your own great personality. If the mind will allow it, the soul will find a way to realize your dream. Don't be too shy to get the whole hog and order anything you want. Be realistic. Demand the impossible. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis. Be welcome to another episode. In this episode, we are going to dive deep into the transurfing principle called the greedy soul. And as usual, I started off the podcast by reading the principle from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zealand. This principle is about being greedy. What do I mean when I say being greedy? When I say being greedy, I mean that you need to follow your own path. Now you are in a transurfing course. The past episode, we talked about the miserly mind. How you have to have an abundant mind. How you have to understand that in this world, everything is already created. You don't have to create anything. Everything is already here. The only thing you need to do is you have to claim your right. You have to claim your right to have anything you want. Now, in this principle called the greedy soul, I want to mention and I want to really emphasize how you have to feel your own way. You have to follow your own way and you really have to feel what's inside. What really motivates you? What really moves you? What's that thing? What's that goal that's going to make your life, you know, a fairy tale. So have you ever wondered, you know, why leaders, why famous musicians, actors, they seem to be very confident. They seem to be like very confident, very calm, very like, you know, a person who really inspire trust. Because they followed their own path. They believe in themselves. They don't follow stereotypes. These people are the ones who are being followed. They are not the ones who follow others. This is my point here in transurfing. You don't have to follow stereotypes. You gotta go and you have to own your own path. This is your job. Stop following stereotypes. Because at the end of the day, these stereotypes are just pendulums. Are only pendulums who are trying to drag you into their forces, you know, and make you just another, you know, just another person, another average person. And you don't want that. You're not going to tune into your dream reality if you are following others. Why? Because every single one of us have a different path, have different goals. And now it seems like if you're following someone, let's say an actor or a musician or a politician, right? You're following people. Take these like, you know, external forces. You know, this is not you. This is not what these people want. It's not what you want. You got different desires. You got different goals. So it's of no use for you to follow people, to follow stereotypes. Whatever goal you set for yourself, it will be difficult to achieve within the context of a rational worldview. You got different goals. Your neighbor has different goals. Your family has different goals. You are the only one. Your heart has the answer of what you really want. You have to dig deep into your true desires. This is another Transurfing principle. If you haven't heard, or if you haven't listened to this principle, when you define your goals, your true goal, your true path, you know, you have to consult on your heart. Your heart got all the answers. Your heart, along with your brain, have the answers. You have to find a way how to connect your mind and your mind and your heart, your soul and your brain, your rational and your irrational part of your body, if you can call it like that. Let me be very clear here. You don't need anything from external sources. You got all the answers within. You have to learn how to trust the process, how to trust your heart. Now, with the greedy soul, with this Transurfing principle, this is the 74th Transurfing principle from the book 78 Days of Transurfing Principles. And the core idea of this principle is that you need to understand you have to be greedy when it comes to your goals. You have to demand something that you really want. It doesn't matter if it seems impossible to you. Let me just read a quote here from the book. And it says, "You cannot imagine how modest your requests are in comparison to what you could have if you went after your own personal goal through your own personal door." Own personal goal, own personal door are two Transurfing principles. We've already discussed those ones. But my point here is, be greedy. If you want something, make yourself believe that you want it. Imagine that you already have it. Don't be modest. Be greedy. Follow your own path. You can accomplish anything in this world with the help of outer intention. You know how important is outer intention in Transurfing. We're not going to dive deep enough into outer intention in this episode. We've had other episodes where we've discussed outer intention in depth. But now I want you to understand, is the core idea of this principle, the greedy soul. And it's quite simple, but at the same time, it's something that you have to practice in a daily basis. All these Transurfing principles are things, are principles, are concepts that you need to keep in mind every single day. You have to remind yourself. You have to be aware that you are going through a Transurfing course. And at the end of the day, you know, you have to imagine that you have to check on yourself, you know, if you're applying your Transurfing principles. Because if you apply Transurfing principles, again, Transurfing, reality Transurfing, this concept is not a religion, is not a credo, it's just a set of rules you must follow. It's how the game is played. Call it metaphysics, you know, law of attraction, whatever. But these principles work. You have to try it yourself. But again, it's something that you have to take into account every single day. You have to be aware. That's why in Transurfing, it's very important for you to be aware. Every single day, you know, you do the same routine, the same things. Every single day, sometimes you do them mindlessly, right? You are on autopilot. You go to work, you wake up. You go to work, you do the same routine, the same work. Every single day, you drive back home. you feed your kids, or you know, you greet your family, and you do the same routine, right? Just imagine, just take a second to imagine your routine, your every single day routine. And if for you that doesn't make you happy, and it just like doesn't feel fulfilling for your heart, you have to do something. And that's the first step of transurfing. Actually, that's the first transurfing principle, awakening. Realizing how important it is for you to be aware of your surroundings, of your habits, of what you're doing, what's going on in your mind, what's going on in your heart, in your mind. It's very, very important if you are going to through a transurfing course, if you want to manifest anything in your life. Remember, in transurfing, we believe, you know, in the power of the identity shifting. What do I mean with this? With the help of other intention, when we want something and it's truly our goal, it's truly our desire, our heart speaks and it says what we want, and we put in other intention, it's going to happen, because with the help of other intention, you are going to change your reality. You're going to tune into a different reality where your desire, where your claim is already manifested, right? And that's the difference with other intention. And I know if you follow this podcast, I use this analogy every single time I talk about other intention, right? Just to summarize here real quick. We as human beings, if we want to manifest something, there are three ways, you know, most used, you know, for people when they want something, they want to manifest something, all right? We got thought. When you think about something, right? And I like to put, as I said this, I like to set this example. Like if you have a pen on your hand, right? And there is a pen on the table, right? And you're sitting in front of the pen. And with thought, you know, with the power of thought, you want to hold up the pen, right? You want to take the pen and lift it up and hold it up. Right? Thought by itself means nothing. You can be the whole day long thinking about lifting up the pen, holding it up, but if you don't put in intention, nothing is going to happen. Right? That's a thought. Remember that. Nothing is going to happen. You are thinking, I want to take the pen, I want to hold up the pen, nothing is going to happen. Now, we got inner intention, right? You have this force, this inner force coming from within. When you want to do something, you actually have to put in the energy, right? You have to take your hand, your mind has to, your brain has to take your hand, you know, give it an order, and you have to take your hand, you take the pen, and you hold it up, right? But that has consumed energy, external energy, right? Now you got less energy, right? For this simple example, you know, if you want to manifest something bigger, it's going to take up more energy, right? Now, that's inner intention, right? So you can see that the difference with inner intention and thought, it's huge, right? With inner intention, you put in the energy, but the task is done. If it's a bigger task, it would take more energy. Now, with the power of other intention, it's different because it's a different approach. When you use outer intention and when you learn to use outer intention, it's different because you are not doing anything. You're only shifting your reality, right? You're going to shift your reality into a reality where the pen is already held up. You know what I mean here? So you've done nothing. You've not wasted energy. You are in coherence with your reality. The pen is already held up. So that's the difference. That's the analogy I like to say when I explain outer intention. But we are going off topic here. In this principle, you know, if you want to learn more about outer intention, I got so many episodes here in this podcast. And my only goal here is to inform people, to teach people, to just show people the things I've learned throughout 5 years of being with transurfing principles and with transurfing laws and concepts. Anyways, in this principle, the greedy soul, you have to, when you imagine something, when you want something, and your heart want it, you know, if you got the right door and you have intention and your brain and your heart is in coherence, you know, with each other, get ready, because it's going to happen. With the help of other intention, if your heart and your mind are in coherence and you want something, you have to be greedy. Whatever you want in life, you can accomplish it. You want a big house, you want to manifest your dream job, is going to happen. You have to believe it's going to happen. But you have to believe in a certain way where your heart and your mind are connected. When you were you're applying transurfing principles and you are working with the universal laws. Again, this has nothing to do with the religion. This has nothing to do with any sort of credo. These are only rules that you have to follow if you want to manifest anything. You can accomplish anything. You are amazing. You are worthy of anything in this world. You are a child of God, per se, right? And you deserve everything. Whatever put you in this world, it didn't take you to this world to suffer, to have a hard time. Think about that. You deserve everything. You have to follow your own path. All of these are transurfing principles. Follow your own path. Find your right door. Have other intention. Have the right to have. All of these are transurfing principles again. So I don't want to make this podcast very long. But this is the core idea of the greedy soul. Be greedy. You deserve the best. You can get whatever you want. Remember that. Your potential in this world is amazing. You don't have to waste energy with inner intention. Like if you want to manifest anything, use other intention and you can get whatever you want in life. Whatever you want in life. Trust me, this is powerful. So, anyways, this is the transurfing principle called the greedy soul. And thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, subscribe to the podcast, and you do me a great favor if you can rate the podcast on Spotify. That would be great. We can reach more people. We can teach more people about reality transurfing. By no means I am an expert. I try to learn every single day. And I can tell you from my own experience that all these concepts, all these principles work. All these principles work. So I want you to change your reality as well. So without any further ado, thank you so much again for listening to the podcast. I will see you next time with another transurfing principle. Take care and bye-bye.